know-it-all advice columnist.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not So Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. You got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice.
I was sitting staring at my monitor. My computer locked up once again. And I read all them manuals, cover to cover, racking my brains to find out what the problem was. And then
turn it up.
It is up. It's you're worse than Texas.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, dickhead.
you are worse than the people who... Hi, yes, I'm having a problem with my computer. What seems to be the problem? Well, it looks as though the screen is black. Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on?
You moron.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. As a matter of fact, I did that right after I pulled it out of your ass because that's where I'm about to shove it.
So there's no reason to talk like that, sir? I'm just trying here to help you.
You're not really helping me. You're insulting me, sir. Okay, and I really don't appreciate the tone that you take when you call me sir.
I am not trying to upset you, sir, but you'd be surprised when people call in that that's usually the first problem I see is they have to turn it back on and off, and it usually works.
Okay, well, those people are idiots, and quite frankly, your past experience should not be a predictor of your future encounters. So, assuming that I am just as much an idiot as the people that you've previously dealt with is a mistake on your behalf and poor customer service at best, sir.
Sir, I do not think you're an idiot. I understand. I just want to try to help you get through this and get your computer working again. So let's try this again.
What's this sir business? I end things with sir, not you, sir.
Oh, do you know, sir?
Yes, I do, sir.
Well, maybe I do too, sir.
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Is this even a human being I'm talking to?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the new thing, too, is they give you a, what's that called, a robot. Yeah, they give you a robot to talk to. I hate customer service. And when it's done well, I love them. I write letters. When the people suck, I don't normally complain because I'm going to get my way. I'm going to get my way.
Oh, I was going crazy on FiOS the other day. Yeah, crazy.
I tell the people all the time, listen, I understand that this is nothing personal and I understand you're doing your job. However, this matter must be resolved. And if you would pass me to someone who can resolve it for me, I'd greatly appreciate that.
And then 5 minutes later, get me the goddamn supervisor!
No, I never do that. No, because see, that's when you've lost. They're waiting for that, believe it or not.
Yeah, it makes
you
day.
They love that.
They're like a scoreboard.
Yeah, exactly. Right? They're so happy when you lose it. They're like, got another one. I got another one.
Scoreboard! Scoreboard!
Yeah, I never do that. I actually just get very, like, you can hear it in my voice that I am really, like, I get serial killer. That's the way I feel.
You're a creepy bastard.
I go serial killer on them. Just get super, super calm. And you know, it's just like, and may I have your operator number once again, please? Thank you.
Well, the funny thing is the guy was telling me my bill is like $200. I said, I would never agree to a cable bill for $200. You're wrong. Now let me talk to someone else. And like, oh, no, it's this. I was like, thank you. Bye.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of times they end up resolving the problem, you know. But I write a letter when they're good.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have the time for that.
Yeah, I do. Because, listen, it's
you only have three kids.
Yeah, well, nobody told you to keep knocking, putting buns in the oven. Ain't nobody tell you to keep baking people.
I'm just trying to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One baby at a time. One baby at a time.
That's my babies.
Yeah. Hey, people. Thanks for eavesdropping on our pre-show studio convo. So good of you to join us. My name is Chuck Nice, and this is Not So Nice Advice, if you're interested in knowing. I am here with producer Seth.
Yeah.
And assistant Bill.
Hello.
Better known as Box Office Bill. It's been a while since we got some readings from you, Bill. We may have to do that. I am I am Chuck Nice. This show, the eponymous Not So Nice Advice, is where we take advice columns and blogs. We read you the answer. We tell you why those answers suck. And then we give you the real answer, which will probably be worse than the answer that sucks, but hopefully will be more entertaining.
Oh, Bill just told me before that Black Panther passed $1 trillion.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Dude, I'm drinking coffee. I've already ruined one computer. You almost made me spit it out.
Specifically from hearing stuff about Black Panther.
No, man. Good for Black Panther. I ruined my Mac, as you can see. I'm carrying a different computer today.
Now.
Yeah, it's all red. This is my wife's Mac. I ruined my Mac. I spilt 16 ounces of seltzer onto it and then immediately knocked over a glass of wine onto it. So
you brought your laptop to the bar?
Yes. No, I was at home.
That's really dumb.
Yeah, it was really dumb, man.
You're a really smart guy. That's a really stupid thing.
You're a stupid man! A stupid, stupid man!
Yeah. Well, no, I had it covered and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's fried. So I'm very, very... I'm melancholy, man. I'm really upset because, you know, I love that computer. I really do.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
But anyway, let's get into our show because I believe that we have some letters to answer, and I'm going to change my attitude because I'm always telling my kids to change their attitude. Bill, can you slide over a little? Thank you. I can make eye contact with Seth.
Out of the way.
Not that I really want to look at either one of you, you know.
Thanks. But,
feelings mutual.
Listen, it's all right. Please, come on now.
You're better looking when we started.
I was going to say, I'm a handsome guy when we know this.
You were.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying I was better looking when we started.
Yes,
oh,
like 120 episodes
ago. Shut up.
You hit the wall, my man. Ba-bam.
Ow, my pride.
That's okay. It's all right. So anyway, let's get into this show, man. All right.
Please enjoy the music until your party answers the phone.
Dear, what are you crunching on over there?
I moved the mic.
What the hell was that? I mean, you are really going at it, too.
Advice chips.
What advice chips?
It gives me powers to help answer questions.
No, that's not bad. Advice chips. Yeah, you like know, that. Our advice is don't eat these chips. Advice chips.
If you don't want to get fat.
That's right. Okay, let's get into our first letter. Dear fellas, my girlfriend, Cleo, is allergic to seafood. She does not carry an EpiPen because her reaction is not that severe. But she always asks lots of questions about ingredients and preparation. In other words, she's really fucking annoying. Of course I put that in. My mom finds the questions insulting and believes that Cleo is making up the whole allergy thing. That is very much a mom thing to do when you hate the girl that's going out with your son. Anyway, recently at my family barbecue, Cleo did her usual questioning before eating. Maybe 30 minutes later, she started complaining about her face itching. She took a Benadryl, but she continued to turn red and her eyes began to swell. We had to go to the emergency room for a cortisone shot. As we were getting in the car, my mom confessed as she cried that she had fried the fish and the chicken in the same oil. She poisoned the bitch.
Whoops.
She admitted that she had planned to prove that Cleo's allergy was fake. She poisoned her.
Is this an episode of Murder, She Wrote?
Somebody call Angela Lansbury. Yeah.
Mm. Kevin Cove is losing another one.
My mom apologized and is paying the emergency room bill. Even so, Cleo called my mom a monster and wants nothing to do with her. She also broke up with me, saying that I shouldn't have chose between her and mom.
Wow.
She wouldn't consider a compromise like eating before visits. This guy is a moron, but I love him. Is there any way to get past my anger at my mom and get Cleo back? Signed, my mom poisoned my girlfriend.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Mom, we've been through this. Stop trying to kill my girlfriends.
Oh, man. This, by the way, may be my favorite letter.
This one's great.
Of all time.
It's good. Just sleep with your mom and get it over with.
Well, first of all, you know the mom did this on purpose, which means that she poisoned her. She was like, look, I don't believe you. And if you're a witch, you'll die. And if you're not a witch, then you're human and you'll die. So that's
die, witch.
This basically, his mom hates this girl and was like, okay, you're a drama queen. You're always talking about your allergies and your seafood allergies. And I don't believe they're that. Now, I'm going to be honest and go on record here.
Ooh, you've never gone on record since we've done this show.
I'm going to go on record right now. I'm a little, maybe I shouldn't.
Post this clip. Post it.
Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I shouldn't tell people what happened here.
You've gone too far.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking about, all right. So I have done this.
What? You tried to kill.
With your penis?
No. Oh. What does my penis have to do with... Yes. I kept sticking it in women until I found one that was allergic to it.
There you go.
And then I married her.
3 kids later. I knew it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you how I did this. Let's read the story, the answer first. Wow. There's... No. No. There's no compromise here. Like eating before visits. Would you ever agree to that for yourself? Seriously? Food is a social substance as well as sustaining. It's not something that one sidelines because one's boyfriend's mom's ego insisted she commit assault. Or to put it another way, assault, you get it? Food, assault, God. Yeah, Cosby laugh. Or to put it another way, would you ever consider yourself so awesome a catch that someone should make such a huge sacrifice just to be with you? Now, let me answer that question. Yes. Yes, I am that big of a catch.
I am awesome.
Okay. A couple years ago, maybe.
But... What was that, fucker? maybe a couple years ago. that was funny, dude.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Computer just went dead.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Well, lost another one.
So, yes, I am that big of a catch, as far as I'm concerned, maybe a couple years ago. So now, that being said, first of all, this woman hates your girlfriend. That's number one. She hates her. She's so annoyed by the fact that you go out with this girl that she doesn't mind chancing death to get rid of her. It's that simple. Two, your mother may be in love with you, so you might want to get some therapy about that.
Cause just tap that at least once, you know? You know, just get it out of the way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put it on your bucket list because, quite frankly...
No, Mom, I love you, Mom. No, seriously.
Oh, that's so nasty. And now on to, is there a way to get her back? Yes, there is. And it's very simple, and that is...
get a new mom.
Yeah. That's it. You gotta,
I went to the mom store, and I got a new mom.
You gotta denounce your mother. That's the only way you can get this girl
I got
back.
An upgrade.
Right. You got to denounce your mom. That's it. And by the way...
I don't think she's going back anyway.
Well, not now, because she'll know that he's just doing anything to get her back.
Right.
But the way to handle that is, listen, your mom's your mom no matter what, okay? True. I don't care what your mom does. It's your mom. And so there's no way you can really divorce yourself from your mother. And so you tell her, look, that was unacceptable, and I'm done with my mother because, baby, it's me and you. Mm. And then you see your mom. On the side.
You see your mom on the side.
Yeah, you make your mom
That's
like
disgusting.
Who are you getting brunch with? No exactly. one?
Nobody. Where were you last night?
My friend saw you with some old
Where
woman.
Did you get those sugar cookies?
You were with your mother, weren't you?
I can see sugar stains on your...
You were with your mother! So anyway, the fact is that this is a done deal. This whole thing is a done deal for you. You're done. All right? And by the way, you're an idiot because... saying to Cleo, look, babe, why don't you just eat before you come over? Like, what an idiot move, all right? That's why she broke up with you, not just because anybody can understand, like, look, that's my mom, you know, what she did is wrong, you know, and I understand. We don't ever have to go over there again, baby. We don't ever have to go over there. My mother tried to kill you, baby. I understand it. I get it, baby. And my mom tried to kill you. We don't have to go see my mother anymore.
Chuck, I don't think even you could get her back at this point.
Oh, are you kidding me? I could get her back.
I get her back.
Oh, I'm going to get her back. Yeah. I'm going to go get her back right now.
Even if I have to kill her.
By the way, first of all, I'm going to poison a bitch. Then I'm going to go get her back. But, so the fact is, like, you're done. This will never, ever work. But you could have salvaged it. It's too late now. So let it go. Find a new girlfriend and a new mother.
New mom. A new mom. A new mom.
A new mom.
That's what you need to do. Find a new girlfriend and a new mother because your mother is freaking crazy.
And just a disclaimer, we don't condone the violence against women or anything. We're just joking around. Yeah.
Well, this is women against women violence. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Never mind.
Men weren't involved.
Violence when it's on the same plane is fine. Black on black crime, not a problem at all.
Not worth reporting.
Woman on woman crime, who cares?
Okay.
Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. That's What's it? The big deal?
What is the big deal? What's the deal with a black on black? Crime, not porn.
Sometimes.
Anyway, so now on to my story. And I'm a little embarrassed to do this, to say this, because
you've already admitted that you've tried to kill someone.
Well, I didn't try to kill them, and I guess I did. All right, here's the deal.
Well, you guess you did kill them? It's like they are dead, but it wasn't me directly.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was attempted murder. I don't know. So here's what happened. I have some allergies, right? Seasonal.
No brag.
Seasonal allergies. But for the most part, the people in my family, you know, we don't really have, like, peanut butter allergies, food allergies, okay? The problem is when you make a child, that child only has 50% of your DNA. There's a whole nother part of them that comes from someone else. So my son says to me, Dad, I'm allergic to peanut butter. I say, how would you know? You've never had it. He goes, I can tell by the way that it smells.
Wow.
My brain tells me I can't eat it. By the way, he's 4 at the time. Okay. And I'm like, well, son, that sounds like it may be a scientific process, but it really isn't. What you're saying is you don't like the way it smells. Therefore, you're allergic to peanut butter. It doesn't really work like that. He's like, I'm allergic to peanut butter. My wife then goes, he's allergic to peanut butter. If he thinks he's allergic to peanut butter, then he's allergic to peanut butter. I'm like, you guys are idiots. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. And I go get some peanut butter.
Oh, boy.
Out of the cupboard.
go into the cupboard and get the
That's
peanut
what
butter.
I do. I got the peanut butter from out of the cupboard, you see, and put it on the boy, and he says, oh my God, this is the peanut butter. And my wife says, who gave you the peanut butter? And he said, Dad is a nutter, gave me the peanut butter. Anyway, I go into the cupboard, I take the peanut butter, and I don't make him eat it. I'm like, if you're really as allergic as you say, me simply taking the peanut butter and wiping it on your skin, the oils will seep into your skin and you'll have this so-called reaction that you are saying that you're going to have. And I do that. And then I'm like, see? And about a minute later, he goes, Mom, I'm really itchy. Like, my body's itchy. My throat is itchy, right? And then about 2.5 minutes later, I mean, this thing is happening in real time very quickly.
How much peanut butter do you rub on them?
Just, dude.
Just like a finger. A whole thing of it.
Just a jar, a tub,
a large.
Yeah, a big Costco tub.
It was
all.
Going bad anyway.
Exactly. So, no. So then I put like the, it was just
dab.
A dab. That's all it was. A little finger thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, he might have been being dramatic about this. I don't know. But he's just like holding his throat and he's like, it's getting difficult to breathe. And now, of course, my wife is freaking out.
She didn't punch you in the face.
I mean, she is freaking like you've killed our boy. You have killed our son. So I say, please call the emergency room. Let them know that we are bringing in somebody who may be going into anaphylactic shock. I'm going to give him an adult size Benadryl in 2 half doses. So I break it in half. I give him a Benadryl. That helps a little bit. We get him to the emergency room. Of course, they're like, yeah, your son, he was about to go into anaphylactic shock. Does he have any allergies? Is he allergic to something? And then my wife.
I know.
My wife goes like this. Would you like to handle this?
Wow, you almost killed your kid.
I almost killed him because I didn't. Because
almost you're a dick. Because you're a dick.
I know. Oh, God. I can't believe I did that. All right. We're not airing this. Fuck that.
We are not airing.
Yes, we are.
No.
That's not that
bad. I'm keeping it on my
The moral of the story is don't fuck with allergies.
No, we just can't. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, maybe you help one other person, one other asshole out there, and be one less asshole.
Yeah,
in the world.
Don't do it. Yeah, if somebody says they're allergic, even if they've never tried it and they're just like, my brain tells me I'm allergic, just go ahead and believe him, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he's a genius, huh?
He has a keen sense of smell, and he can tell when someone has eaten peanut butter. He'll say, I don't want to go over there. I don't want to go near that guy. That guy just ate peanut butter. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Who are you? Like, you know, what are you, part werewolf? What's your problem? And he can smell it. But it seems to me like maybe his body, that's his body's natural defense against not eating it. You know what I mean? It's just like he's hyper aware of it. No one ever told him he was allergic to peanut butter. Nobody. You know what I mean? He had never had it. He's the one who told us. And it turns out that he's, you know, very much allergic to peanut butter.
Your son's evolved. he's like a mutant.
Maybe he is. Maybe that's his superpower.
To get allergic to stuff?
No, not to get allergies.
I can sense I'm allergic to that. We can't go in there.
Allergies are his superpower.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, man. God. Pollen's really high today.
That means the pollen bandit's here.
Anyway, so that's what's happened. And now I don't think I'm going to put this in the show because I'm really embarrassed. So let's move on. Let's go to another letter, shall we?
Pussy.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know.
All right, here we go. Let's make it a quick one. Dear fellas, I'm struggling because my stepson has chosen to get married on my birthday. I've been his stepmom for 18 plus years. Really? I mean, don't you have a number? Because it's either like 18 or 19.
Who gives a shit?
Right.
Anyway. 18 makes the point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like He's punched me in the chest.
Punched me in the boob.
I bet you he feels like doing that too.
Me too. I feel like doing it.
My in-law family members are saying things like, oh my God, how do you feel about that? I can't believe you're going to let this happen. It will no longer be your special day. My feelings are deeply hurt. My husband says it's no big deal and I shouldn't let it bother me. But every time someone asks me about it, I feel hurt. And when I'm finally by myself, I cry.
Oh my God.
Kill yourself.
I don't know what to do.
Kill yourself.
Release it on YouTube.
I need someone's help. Is what my stepson doing bad etiquette? A slap in the face? Or no big deal? Signed, selfish bitch from Illinois.
Well, don't take Illinois down with it.
I actually signed. She signed.
How about it's the okay. First Saturday in fall that was available at the place we wanted? You fucking just self-absorbed piece of shit.
Go to the alley, have a casual fight, and just get...
Go where?
Yeah, just go to the alleyway, fight each other. Whichever one's left standing, that's the one that gets the day.
Well, when we see how problems are solved in Bill's family.
Right. Yeah, just find it out. No, that's probably how it would be
solved. The mean streets of Short Hills.
It's nothing to do with Short Hills. It's just my parents.
Stop telling people
they punch
where
me in the throat.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, this is what the person writes back. Think of it this way. Your stepson and his new wife will never forget your birthday.
Nice.
Drops the
perfect
pen.
Perfect answer.
Drops the pen. Out. Yeah.
I'm done.
I hate this lady.
I hate her too.
I hate her family who's bringing it up. These people self-absorbed. Who gives a shit? You think I give a shit when my birthday's coming up now? I don't give a shit.
Well, that's because you're old and you have nothing to live for.
Right.
But
neither is she.
Believe it or not.
She's been a stepmom for 18 years.
There's a lot of people who feel like this, man.
They're imbeciles.
And I can't stand these birthday people. I don't know if you know any birthday people. You know, people who are just like, it's my birthday week.
Week or month.
Or my birthday month. Like, yeah. I thought the week was bad enough.
Yeah.
The birthday month thing is out of control.
Well, it's just for drug addicts and alcoholics who want an excuse to party more.
Is that what it is?
Or, yeah, 100%.
If you're going to give them some money, just give them small pieces of the same dollar bill over time. So eventually they just have to tape it all together.
Oh, I got you. So you give them a mosaic of a dollar and let them figure it out.
So you're not spending any more money. You're doing a federal crime. But
I just got it. I read this because I want anyone to know. If you're out there and you're celebrating a birthday month, okay, let it be your last.
Last month ever?
Yeah.
Okay. On Earth.
Seriously. If this is your birthday month and you're celebrating your birthday month, let this be your last month, please. Okay? Because you're doing us all a favor.
Chuck, you know, as a dad now, it's not our birthdays are just about giving the kids cake.
I don't even have a birthday. What are you talking about?
That's why you don't age. I forgot.
You gave it up for Lent.
Yeah. No, what you got to do, man, seriously, is I'm sorry. What this person has to do is get over themselves.
Oh, thank you.
Without a doubt.
And what about the people who are also like pressing around her in-laws? Yeah. Like, oh, can you believe it? Who gives a shit?
So this happened to...
I'm so angry about this. So this bothers me.
December, my daughter, my cousin Candace got married on my daughter's birthday.
And that bitch!
Right. And so my daughter, while we were at the wedding, she was just like, so do you think she did this? Like, did she make a conscious choice? I went, sweetie, she doesn't even know it's your birthday. like it just, this is called a coincidence. By the way, you're going to have a birthday every single year.
And how old was your daughter at that time?
Oh, no, this was just this past December.
And how old is she?
She's 17.
You go to the DJ booth and just sadly, happy birthday.
Oh, when you're a teenager, it's still your birthday, still matters.
Yes.
I mean, this is a different situation.
But my point is this, it's not a big deal.
No.
Like, if a 17-year-old teen can understand this is not a big deal, then you're an adult. You should be able to understand.
And if her stepson likes her at all, then maybe they'll even sing happy birthday to her. She'll have like 200 people singing happy birthday to her.
Yeah. And by
when
the
does
way,
that ever happen?
By the way, your stepson is not going to be married for more than a couple years.
Oh, is this L.A.?
Because whoever he's marrying has to deal with you.
Oh, right.
So It's, you know.
Oh yeah, it's your anniversary. Oh, right. By the way, it's also my birthday, you bitch.
All right. So you only have to. Yeah. You're only going to have to deal with this situation for a couple years anyway.
What an asshole.
Because you're an awful person. Yeah. I just love letters where people who are completely self-absorbed don't see how self-absorbed and awful they are as human beings, which I think is awesome.
It's all about me.
So
keep writing.
Yeah. So yeah, keep them coming, people. Is what we're saying. Just keep them coming. So, speaking of birthdays, guys.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
What?
That's another reason I read the letter.
No way.
Neither one of you assholes knew that it was my birthday.
Who gives a fuck about your birthday?
What's that?
You said it was July.
See, at least he really knows. You, Seth, on the other hand, was like,
Let me look at your Wikipedia page.
All right, let's wrap up this show. Please find us on wherever you find your podcast and share the show. Make sure you share this show.
And then he'll share it.
That's what we need. We need you to share the show, and then I'll retweet you tweeting the show. All right, so find me at Chuck Nice Comic everywhere, at Seth the Twit on Twitter, at Flavor Department on Twitter is Bill the Assistant, and I'm at Chuck Nice Comic everywhere. And until next time, this is Chuck Nice saying, if you got a problem, keep it to yourself. No, actually, we got the answer, whether it works or not.